Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're going to get two big reports on the housing market this week and how many homes are being sold. In January, existing home sales hit their highest level in about a decade, but that number has been slipping in recent months, and economists are expecting a weak spring selling season, partly because there aren't a lot of houses on the market. So what does that mean if you want to either buy or sell a home right now? Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And there is not a lot of inventory out there in many markets. We've talked before about how many baby boomers are holding on to their homes instead of downsizing. Is it a bad time to be a buyer right now?
Well, I can't say it's a bad time, but it's a tough time because there isn't, as you said, a lot of inventory. On the other hand, mortgage rates are still low. You can still get a 30-year fixed rate mortgage for under 4%, presuming you have decent credit. And, you know, I think that mortgage lending standards have loosened up a little bit in the last few years as we get a little distance from the financial crisis. You know, I think that when we get down to it about the housing market, a lot of this is not so much about a good or a bad time in general, but is it a good or bad time for you? And that requires some work.
Well, how do you decide if it is a good time for you to buy?
I think that there's a number of factors. So number one would be you got to run the numbers. And that's the annoying part. It's like I'm giving you homework and you're about to embark on this fun thing. Sorry, guys. But, you know, until you really wrap your arms around what it costs to, say, have a mortgage and pay that interest and have your homeowner's insurance. Oh, and don't forget that you're going to have taxes. And then on top of that, you've got to have maintenance. And, you know, a lot of the folks that I've been talking to tell me I never expected to pay 1%, 2%, 3% of the purchase price of my home every year just to keep it up. So if you run the numbers, there's a lot of great calculators out there. There's actually one from the New York Times. It's literally called the New York Times Rent Versus Buy Calculator. Mm. And it helps you decide in your market, where is there opportunity? And I think until you do that, there is no way you should be going out and looking for a house.
What if you want to sell your house? How do you decide if it's a good time to sell?
Well, I mean, this presumes that you have someplace to go. And, you know, I think that this is a big issue because, as you said, there are a lot of folks who said, hey, I'd love to downsize. But they look to see where they can downsize, and there's not a lot of availability there. So in my mind, you've got to know what you want to do. If you're ready to really make the move, you then have to probably hire the right realtor. I'm a fan of hiring a realtor. People do it on their own. I just think it's hard to do this. You've got to make sure that you are really dealing with somebody who has your interest at heart, meaning that, you know, it can be like your cousin who says, I sell gazillion-dollar homes, and you're like, okay, but mine's a $250,000 home. So someone who knows how to deal with someone like you.
Your cousin Vinny. No, he's a lawyer.
No, right, exactly.
Do you then have to decide whether to do home improvements before you sell?
Well, this is one I think a realtor is very helpful. You know, we just sold my mother-in-law's house, and the realtor was great. And he literally said, you know, here are the things that I think you really have to do to get this house in shape. And until we do those things, we didn't even look at the setting the price. And I would say the next step in that is once you do the things you really need to do, not that you're not going to redo your whole kitchen, but setting that price is so important. The first 3 weeks of a home's entrance on the market are the most critical for creating interest and attracting buyers. And, you know, even though it's a tight market, no one's going to buy your house if it's overpriced.
Right.
So be careful in that part.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. We'll link you to more of Jill's tips at hereandnow.org. Jill, thank you.
Take care.